And now here is Matthew to introduce the fourth set of news stories from this week's Evening News.
We start this final section of news with two stories about remarkable women. The first was a Holocaust survivor and artist. The second is a mother who has returned to the boxing ring to raise funds for the NNN neonatal intensive care unit. In other stories, the Broads Authority hopes to get a share of the £150 million allocated to protect waterways. The Sainsbury Centre is set to unveil a new exhibition about oceans. And the Norfolk County Council is backing an online initiative to help people find public notices. Carolyn will begin with the first of our remarkable women.
The life and art of Holocaust survivor Naomi Blake will be celebrated at Norwich Cathedral. The event coincides with the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, where Naomi was a prisoner. Her daughter, Anita Pelleg, will share her mother's story at the free talk, Glimmer of Hope, the story of Naomi Blake, sculptor and Auschwitz survivor, on February the 9th. Anita said, "I am really pleased to share my mother's story with the Norwich community. She felt very honoured to have a sculpture commissioned for the cathedral. She wanted me to tell her story so that together, through her sculpture and through my words, we can remember and learn from the past to promote tolerance and understanding for a better future." Naomi was born in 1924 in Mukačevo, Czechoslovakia, and her happy childhood was cut short in 1938 when restrictions on Jewish life were imposed. By 1945, only 8 of her 27 family members survived the concentration camps. Anita will recount how Naomi survived Auschwitz and Braunau concentration camps, and how her sculptures aim to keep alive the legacy of the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said Naomi Blake's life and her message of hope and reconciliation is as vital now as it has ever been.
A mum has returned to the boxing ring to raise funds for the neonatal intensive care unit, the NICU, that saved her daughter's life. Jasmine Tobias from Coleshill first stepped into the ring to support the NICU at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where her daughter Isla was born at just 24 weeks. Isla, who weighed 1 pound 4 ounces at birth, was given only a 10% chance of survival and spent the first 5 months of her life in the NICU. 6 months after her first fight, Jasmine returned to the ring in November after months of training at Tower Fitness in Norwich. The fight ended with a standing ovation for both competitors, with Jasmine taking home the Winner's Cup and raising almost £600 for the NICU.
The Norfolk Broads could benefit from a new £150 million pot of funding to help protect the UK's protected landscapes. Officials at the Broads Authority are preparing to make a bid for the National Lottery cash, which could bring in £10 million. The funds would be a welcome boost to the organisation, which is facing significant pressure on its budget. Under the Landscape Connection Scheme, about 20 projects in the UK could receive a portion of the money, which is aimed to helping protect national parks and other protected landscapes through supporting habitats and removing barriers to access. The Broads Authority is hoping to begin formulating its bid to receive a portion of the cash and is set to discuss the proposal at a forthcoming meeting. It would allow us to work across the entirety of the Broads, including the Northern Broads, the entire city of Norwich, and into the catchment.
The Sainsbury Centre is set to unveil a new programme exploring the future of the world's oceans. As part of its 2025 exhibition schedule, it's launching a series of exhibitions focused on the impact of climate change on oceans titled Can the Seas Survive Us? The series aims to depict humanity's complex relationship with the sea using a mix of contemporary art, historical paintings and ancient maps. 3 concurrent exhibitions will run throughout the season, exploring the importance of the oceans and underwater life for our shared future. The exhibitions A World of Water, Darwin in Paradise Camp, Yukikihara and Sea Inside will be on display from March to October. A World of Water will highlight the historical relationship between Norfolk and the Netherlands, using the North Sea as a starting point to illustrate human impact on the sea. While the Sea Inside exhibition, running from June the 7th to October the 26th, will feature experimental contemporary artworks.
Norfolk County Council is backing an initiative to extend the reach of public notices. The project involves capitalising on the digital growth of a local news media through the Public Notice Portal. The portal is a one-stop digital hub for all public notices published in local newspapers. It was developed by the local news media industry, including NewsQuest, with the support of the Google News Initiative. Users can search the portal by postcode and notice type and receive notifications for specific types of notices or areas. The portal, which won Digital Initiative of the Year at the 2024 Regional Press Awards, has seen a rise in traffic as users seek information on planning, roadworks and licensing changes in their area. Launched in May 2023, the government has described it as a welcome innovation. One poll research conducted for the News Media Association in March shows that the portal is helping public notices reach younger audiences. The 25 to 34 age group, 16%, and the 18 to 24s, 10%, are the highest users of the portal compared to the UK average of just 7%.